Chapter 6. Dr. Seward and Dr. Van Helsing went to Lucy's house. They saw the broken window. The maids were still on the floor in the dining room. Mrs. Westenra was dead on the floor. Lucy was nearly dead. Arthur Homewood and his friend Quincy Morris came to see Lucy. They were worried. Quincy gave Lucy some blood. The men didn't know what to do. Van Helsing put garlic around Lucy. She fell asleep. She pushed the garlic away in her sleep. Van Helsing saw a large bat near Lucy's window. The marks on Lucy's neck were gone. Van Helsing woke Arthur Homewood. "Lucy's going to die. Come and say goodbye to her," he said. Arthur went to say goodbye to Lucy.
"My love, please kiss me," Lucy begged.
Van Helsing said, "No, you can only kiss her forehead." Arthur kissed Lucy's forehead. Lucy died. She was beautiful again. Van Helsing put a cross in Lucy's mouth. He put garlic on her body. Renfield escaped from the asylum. Two men carried boxes of earth away from Carfax. Renfield attacked them. The night before Lucy's funeral, someone stole a cross. Dr. Seward got worried.
"We have to wait before we can do anything else," said Van Helsing.
Arthur Homewood was sad. His father died. Lucy was dead. He was now Lord Godalming. He went to see Dr. Seward.
"She doesn't look dead," Arthur said.
"Lord Godalming, can I have Lucy's diary?" Van Helsing asked.
"Yes," said Arthur.
Mina and Jonathan came back to England. Jonathan saw a man. He looked like Count Dracula. He was tall and had a black moustache.
"Look, Mina, it is Dracula.
He looks much younger," he said. He was very upset. He fell into a deep sleep. When he woke up, Mina said,
"Was it Dracula? Are you sure?"
"Am I sure about what?" Jonathan asked.
"The man in the street," said Mina.
"I don't remember a man in the street," Jonathan said. Mina was very confused. A telegram arrived.
"Oh, Jonathan, Lucy is dead," Mina said.
Mina thought, "It's all very strange. I'll read Jonathan's diary." Jonathan read the paper.
"Mina, children are going missing from Hampstead Heath. They say it's the Bluffer lady. The children go home again, but they have strange marks on their necks," he said.
"Oh dear," said Mina. "Lucy was buried there."
Mina read Jonathan's diary in secret. She was very frightened. Van Helsing came to see Mina. He asked, "Did you ever see Lucy sleepwalking?"
"Yes, and I saw a dark figure in the graveyard," Mina said.
"There are dark creatures behind this. Did you hear of vampires?" he asked.
"You need to read this," Mina said.
She gave Van Helsing Jonathan's diary. Van Helsing went home and read the diary. He went to see Jonathan at breakfast.
"You're a lucky man, Jonathan. Count Dracula's a vampire. Everything in your diary is true," he said.
Jonathan's memory came back.
"Count Dracula's here. He killed Lucy," said Jonathan.